Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey everyone, this is Levi Gonzalez, and thanks for joining us today on the Ecclesia Podcast. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, to be still, and to be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where you're at today. Share with Him what you're feeling and thank Him for all that He has done. Thank Him for all that He is doing in your life and for what He will do. O God, the source of all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. Right now, we're going to read through Ezra chapter 9, verses 1 through 15. After these things had been done, the officials approached me and said, "The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the lands with their abominations, from the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken some of their daughters to be wives for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy race has mixed itself with the peoples of the lands. And in this faithlessness, in the hand of the officials, the chief men has been foremost. As soon as I heard this, I tore my garment and my cloak and pulled hair from my head and beard and sat appalled. Then all who trembled at the words of God of Israel, because of the faithlessness of the returned exiles, gathered around me while I sat appalled until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice, I arose from my fasting with my garment and my cloak torn, fell upon my knees and spread out my hands to the Lord my God, saying, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift my face to you. My God, for our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has mounted up to the heavens. From the days of our fathers to this day, we have been in great guilt, and for our iniquities, and our kings and our priests have been given into the hands of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, to plundering, and to utter shame, as it is today. But now for a brief moment, favor has been shown by the Lord our God to leave us a remnant and to give us a secure hold within this holy place, that our God may brighten our eyes and grant us a little relieving in our slavery. For we are slaves, yet our God has not forsaken us in our slavery, but has extended to us his steadfast love before the kings of Persia to grant us some reviving to set up the house of God, to repair its ruins, and to give us protection in Judea and Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say for this? for we have forsaken your commandments, which you commanded by your servants the prophets, saying, the land that you are entering to take possession of it is a land impure with the impurities of the peoples of the lands, with their abominations that have filled it from end to end with their uncleanness. Therefore do not give your daughters to their sons, neither take their daughters for your sons, and never seek their peace or prosperity, that they may be strong and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that has been come up upon us from our evil deeds, and for our great guilt, seeing that you, our God, have punished us less than our iniquities deserved, and have given us such a remnant as this, shall we break your commandments again and intermarry with the people who practice these abominations? Would you not be angry with us until you consume us, so that there should be no remnant nor any escape? O Lord, the God of Israel, you are just, for we are left a remnant that is escaped as it is today. Behold, we are before you in our guilt, for none can stand before you because of this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. These words from the Old Testament priest Ezra are very powerful. The whole section can be described as an acknowledgement of sin on the part of the priests of Israel, as well as thanking God for moving in a remnant of them to move to this land and to repent. The issue here is that priests had divorced their Jewish wives and married pagan wives and participated in worship of their pagan gods. The prophet Malachi prophesied at the same time as well, rebuking the priests of Israel as well. So this was an all too prevalent time for that issue among the priests of Israel, who had taken an oath to the Lord not to marry foreign women. This had broken the commandment in Deuteronomy 7:3, which commanded them not to intermarry with the women of the land because it would be a snare for them and that they would be tempted to worship other gods. And this is exactly what they did. But Ezra doesn't just remain in despair over this, because he thanks God for preserving a remnant of them who are willing to turn back to God and break that relationship with their foreign wives. Now, I know that may seem harsh and seem like they would be sinning again by divorcing their pagan wives, but the point here is that the priests of God were willing to go to drastic lengths to participate in holy worship of their God once again. And so my question to you and to myself is this: to what lengths are we willing to go to make sure that there is nothing in our way from worshiping our God? Let me repeat that. To what lengths are we willing to go to make sure that there is nothing in our way from worshiping our God? What is it in your life today that might be hindering you from devoting yourself to God each day? What is it that might be distracting you from Jesus and to not pay attention to the Holy Spirit? How long has it been since you last talked to God? And does that concern you? If it does, I encourage you to go to great lengths to worship your God again. Heavenly Father, may we go to great lengths to worship you. May we step over coals, may we beat our bodies, may we move mountains just to worship you. Lord, may you break the strongholds in our lives, may you take the shackles off our eyes, and Lord, may you lead us and direct us, guide us, and bring us to a place of worship of you despite all obstacles. Lord, may you tear down the mountains, may you tear down the buildings, may you build the bridges so that we can walk over them to worship you again. Lord, may you take the distractions of our daily lives and make them meaningless compared to your greatness. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for all that you've done. And Lord, through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen.